Hi there, this is L-Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 13th, 2021. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering website, great betting tools and perks for the better. Legal in most states, registered in the United States, and carrying most tracks. AmWager.com, AmWager.com. You can get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of this podcast, every week as well, by going to AmWager.com and clicking on How to Bet and Ellis Star's blog. We're going to start this Saturday's Key Races and Bets with the Harrison E. Johnson Memorial Stakes, race 6 at Laurel. Post time, 3:03 Eastern. And Dixie Drawl, who was very well regarded last month in the John B. Campbell Stakes, 5-2, but he ran 6th, comes back 3 weeks later at the 9 furlong distance of his stellar 9-length win just before that. I think that's the key to posting the mild upset opening at 6-1, where he was just 5-2 last time out. Winner of 5 of his last 9 before the Campbell, Dixie Drawl is 2-for-3 at this trip and has earned all 6 career wins at Laurel. The effort on January 23rd earned a 1.11 equibase speed figure, that's a measure of time, which is the best earned by any horse in this race, period. So running back that effort makes him tough to beat. Next, we'll move on to Galerio, a very consistent horse, but he's as consistent running second, which he's done 10 times, as winning, which he's done 8 times in his career. Furthermore, Galerio is running 9 furlongs for the first time, whereas the other two contenders have not only run the distance, they've won at the distance. So although Galerio is a must for exactas and trifectas, I won't be considering from WinBet opening at 7-2. A little bit too low for me. Mischief Afoot rounds out the contenders and offers a second WinBet opportunity along with Dixie Drawl as Mischief Afoot opens at 8-1. He's a horse that's won at 9 furlongs, won before last, and he was making his second start off a layoff. Shipped up from Florida for this race, the 4-year-old has some proving to do, and although he's never run in the stakes, any improvement off the career-best 102 figure effort at the end of January should get him in the top 3 at the least here, and I certainly wouldn't want to watch him win at 8-1 and not have a few bucks on him as a win bet. Forewarned, Cordmaker, Tattooed, and Plot the Dots all deserve some consideration for second and third in the exact tickets, but Cordmaker, in my opinion, is a false favorite at 3-1 because he's winless in the last 18 months and he's not really dropping in class. For the Harrison E. Johnson Memorial, race 6 at Laurel. Post 3:03 on Saturday, March 13th. Dixie Drawl is a win bet at 5-2 and Mischief Afoot is a win bet at 3-1. Since we have a false favorite, this is a great betting race and one in which you could take advantage of making multiple win bets by using a dutching tool, which does the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. It lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, your bets are allocated accordingly for the best mathematical value. AmWager has a free dutching tool among many other great features. For the exact and trifecta, we're going to play Mischief Afoot, Galerio, and Dixie Drawl over Mischief Afoot, Galerio, Dixie Drawl, Forewarned, Cordmaker, Tattooed, and Plot the Dots, and just use the same horses in second and third to fill out the trifecta. Moving on to the next race on this weekend's Key Races and Bets, we're going to go to the Private Term Stakes, which is race 8 at Laurel, 4:07 Eastern. This race for 3-year-olds is always interesting to me, as some of these will go on to prep one more time than running the Preakness in a couple months. Although morning line favorite May the Horse Be With You is a logical choice off a record of 3 wins and 3 seconds in 7 tries, including the Miracle Wood Stakes last month at Laurel, he is trying 2 turns for the first time, and it's tough to back a horse at low odds trying something for the very first time in his career. However, Accelerator is doing the same thing, but opens at 6-1, and there's value for the risk there, and he's the key bet win bet for profit. Accelerator started his career on all-weather at Woodbine last year and finished second or third sprinting in 3 straight, then tried turf last November and ran badly. Moved to regular dirt last December, he won 3 in a row, but his connection decided to risk him for $62,500 in a allowance claiming race in his most recent start, and good trainer McMahon snapped him up. getting top jock Angel Cruz, who's won 24% of the time in dirt routes over the last year. Accelerator should run very well as a son of orb around two turns and has every right to post the upset here, opening at a good price, and he's not a need the lead type either. May the horse be with you. Shackled Love, who was good second in a one-turn mile, like the favorite May the Horse Be With You last month. And Royal Number, who's dropping in class off the Grade 3 Wither Stakes and a seventh leg winner at Laurel before that, are the horses to use on exacta tickets as well as pick threes and fours played. But for the win bet in the private term stakes, race 8 at Laurel post 4:07 Saturday, March 13th, that's going to be Accelerator at 2-1 or more. For the exacta, we'll play Accelerator over May the Horse Be With You, Shackled Love, and Royal Number, and then turn around. May the Horse Be With You, Shackled Love, and Royal Number over Accelerator. Now we're going to move down to the Gulfstream for the Silks Run Stakes, Race 11, post 5:19 on Saturday, March 13th. And the connector is a horse that knows how to win, evidenced by a 6-for-13 overall record. Three of those wins came on all weather, and another two came at this 5-furlong trip on grass. He's shipping in from Tampa, so that's why he opened it. That's why he opens at 8-1, even though he's won two of his last three and was third in the similar Turf Dash Stakes last month. And getting Jose Ortiz to ride, I think he's got a big shot to post the upset, opening at 8-1. That is the connector. Kuratari opens as the second favorite at 3-1, with Yes I'm Free at 5-2 as the morning line favorite. Yes I Am Free is 5-11 with two wins, and Terry has 5 wins and 5 runner-ups in 17 races. So Yes I Am Free has shown more of a winning spirit. But Yes I Am Free also gets the rail. Not that great for a turf sprint. He's never had it before in the last 2 years. And I think Terry is more likely to win, just as he did this race last year off the exact same prep race in which he lost by a neck earlier. My Time Went On just beat Yes I Am Free by a neck on the wire at the distance over the course in a classified allowance and rounds out the contenders. In the Silks Run Stakes, Race 11 Gulfstream, post 5:19 Eastern on Saturday, March 13th. The connector's a win bet at 2-1, that's for sure. If Kuratari goes to post at 5-2 or higher, he can be bet to win as well. And if so, this is the perfect race for Dutching Tool, just like the free one in Amwager, because we'll allocate the win bets based on the odds, putting more on the lowest odds horse accordingly. Again, that's one of many great tools and features you can get at Amwager.com. You can also get the Key Races and Bets blog by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, an LoStars blog. And while you're there, check it out if not already a member. It's free to join, and it is a great legal online betting site. For the exact and trifecta, we're going to play the connector over Yes I Am Free, Kuratari. I'm sorry, we're going to play the connector. Let's try that one again. We're going to play the connector over Yes I Am Free, Kuratari, and My Tie One On. And for the trifecta, play the connector over Yes I Am Free, Kuratari, and My Time Went On in second and third. Then we'll come back and play a second exacta ticket, which is Kuratari and the connector over Yes I Am Free, Kuratari, the connector, and My Time Went On. And for the trifecta, play the same four horses in second and third, which are Yes I Am Free, Kuratari, the connector, and My Time Went On. By the way, you can get my detailed analysis for the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn Park, the only Derby prep race this weekend, at americasbestracing.com and at echobase.com. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets blog. Please check out amwager.com. Hope you make a lot of money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.